4th, and we are in our second week of our Lenten Ango, or easy, gentle sitting. Today, Paul Ellis will introduce us to our Zazen. Paul is a lay preacher in the Lutheran Church. Paul.
Thank you, Roshi. The first reading on the liturgy, the Rise Common Lectionary, the lectionary today, is from Megillat Yonah. This is the Book of Jonah in English. The Book of Jonah, Megillat Yonah, is important enough to be read every year on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, in temples all around the world. Many of you may know the story of Jonah and the whale. I advise you to read this book. It is less than 2 pages in my Bible. As we join Jonah in this story, or Yonah in Hebrew, he tried to escape his call to preach to the great city of Nineveh, and he was thrown overboard on this ship and taken in by a whale, and that's the part that maybe gets the most press. But now we meet Jonah after this and see what happens next. Chapter 3. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Set out for the great city of Nineveh and announce to it the message that I will tell you. So Jonah made ready and went to Nineveh according to the Lord's bidding. Now Nineveh was an enormously large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began his journey through the city on but a single day's walk, announcing, 40 days more and Nineveh shall be destroyed. When the people of Nineveh believed God, they proclaimed a fast, and all of them, great and small, put on sackcloth. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in the ashes. Then he had this proclaimed throughout Nineveh, by decree of the king and his nobles, neither man nor beast, neither cattle nor sheep shall taste anything. They shall not eat, nor shall they drink water. Man and beast shall be covered with sackcloth and call loudly to God. Every man shall turn from his evil way and from the violence he has in hand. Who knows? God may relent and forgive and withhold his blazing wrath so that we shall not perish. When God saw by their actions how they turned from their evil way, he repented of the evil that he had threatened to do to them. He did not carry it out. Chapter 4. But this was greatly displeasing to Jonah, and he became angry. I beseech you, Lord, he prayed, is not this what I said while I was still in my own country? This is why I fled at first to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger, rich in clemency, loath to punish. And now, Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. But the Lord asked, have you reason to be angry? One of the hallmarks of Zen practice is that it changes us, whether we like it or not. It not only changes us in ways we don't know, but it also changes us in ways we absolutely see coming and still resist clawing and screaming. Has Jonah reason to be angry because the evil city of Nineveh actually repented? How dare he question? The psalm for today is from Psalm 51. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me in thy free spirit. Finally, the gospel reading from today is from Luke. Just one verse. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation. This is Jesus speaking. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah, they repented. And there is something greater than Jonah here.